And it says, Hemphill told Craig that the plane flew straight over top of him, over his right shoulder, directly over the Navy annex. It says, he said it flies straight over the gas station, slightly to the Arlington Cemetery side.
No, absolutely wrong. It flew over the gas station more to the Columbia Pike side. I told this guy it flew from where I was standing there. And this picture right here I'm looking at, that's got the line with the two red arrows on it.
Huh?
All right, that is an accurate picture of the Navy Annex in relation to the Pentagon as it would have been circa 2001. Excuse me.
Okay,
so that's an accurate portrait of my line of sight. Now, that's not the accurate flight path of the aircraft. My line of sight there is not the line of sight of the aircraft. If that's what they're trying to say, is that it flew directly over my head, no, that's not what I told the FBI, and that's not what I saw. It was more to the Columbia Pike side, which would have put it over the gas station a little bit. But if you look at the gas station, are you looking at the picture right now?
Yeah.
Okay, if you see the edge of the gas station, where the gas station parking lot is for the Sitco station?
Yeah.
It was right over in that area and then hit the Pentagon. Now, could it have been a little bit further over? Yeah, hell, I don't know. I only saw it for three to 5 seconds. But the key point is what I saw was the left-hand side of the aircraft. That's what I drew for Special Agent Heidi Messerschmidt of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, what I just described, is consistent, or more consistent, with the official story produced by the government as to the flight path of the aircraft, and is not consistent with what this guy Craig is saying. Because the aircraft did not fly directly over my head. It was to my right.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying that both those points that Craig brought up prove that, in your view, the plane could not have struck the first light pole, as it would have been impossible for the plane to make such a
maneuver.
Don't know.
Didn't see it. I saw a flash of what I think was a light pole going down, which would have been to the north side of the bridge on 27.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, I'm looking for some agreement here that these words of Hemphill, the words he actually spoke to Craig, confirm the plane flew directly over the Navy annex as he stated, or as has been stated by multiple witnesses. The words also confirm the north of Sitco flight path has been stated by multiple witnesses, and thus can be used to prove the light pole and cab scene was staged. I don't know. It's all.
That is pure crap. And if you take and you do an overlay of this picture of an aircraft the size of a 757,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what you'll get is that it's big enough that the wings, the fuselage, it would have gone over. If I had to predict and look at the flight path there based upon this picture, I would guess that the guy probably was lining up on Columbia Pike and used the hotel that's up the street from the annex as his initial point in order to line this sucker up. And then he dove the aircraft right down Columbia Pike, down the hill, and then hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant that probably his wing or so probably was over the Pentagon, over the Navy annex, and that would make sense that the left engine would probably have been what caused the pea gravel on our roof to go flying all over the place, because it's a tarred roof with pea gravel.
So, like, I guess when you told Craig that it was slightly more towards the Arlington Cemetery side, you were just, like, I guess, mistaken in the moment?
No, I didn't say that. I said my office is more towards the Arlington Cemetery side. The aircraft was not more towards the cemetery. It's more towards Columbia Pike.